Did you know that we're all currently on a money journey and that this journey has stages? The more that we progress, the more that we can live our freedom lifestyles. Some people are unaware of this and are just living on autopilot, and I was actually one of them. So on these next two episodes, I'll be diving into the stages of the money journey, why it's crucial to know what stage you're on, and more importantly, how to move up the different stages. So stay locked in. Don't have to wait until you reach financial independence to start enjoying your life. You can do that much earlier and start living a life that you love and that's true to you. Welcome to Freedom Before FIRE. Using FIRE and life design techniques, we help you create freedom on your way to FIRE instead of waiting until you're retired to do the things that light you up. I'm your host, Greg, a FIRE movement and life design enthusiast. If you're itching to get freedom now, then let's do this. Good morning, afternoon or evening, whatever time it is where you're at right now, I really hope you're doing well. So I've split the next two episodes into two parts. Today is part one and I'll be giving you an overview of the money stages, what exactly are they and what is included at each stage. Now on the second part, which will be the next episode, I'll be giving you some practical tips on how to move up the different stages. Okay, so before we jump into the stages, I just want to briefly touch on two key points. The first one is that it's really important to know what stage you're on. Before I got into the whole FI world, I was pretty much in default mode, working and spending, and not really thinking or planning about retirement, let alone early retirement. I didn't even know that there were levels to this. So the reason why it's so important and to know what level you're on is that you can then plan and deploy a strategy on how to move to the next level. Otherwise, you'll just be stuck on the same level and not even knowing about it, just like me before. So I'm hoping by the end of this episode, you'll have a clear picture of the stages and know exactly where you're at so that you can then plan for your freedom going forward. Secondly, and I've mentioned this before, but I strongly feel that you can be considered on the FIRE movement at any stage of the journey. As long as you're aware of where you're at, i.e. the money stages, you have a plan to get to FIRE, and you're implementing your plan weekly or monthly, whether you're in debt or saving over 50% of your income, you're firmly on the FIRE path. Alright, so let's dive into the money stages, shall we? So there's different variations to the money journey. They usually range from 6 to 8 stages, but for this podcast, I've tried to condense them into 5, just to avoid any overwhelm with having too many stages. Okay, so I'll just name all the money stages first, then we can dive into each one in more detail after. Okay, so the first stage is what I call the YOLO life stage, Y-O-L-O, you only live once. The second stage is what I call the debt-free life stage. The third stage is the investing life stage. The fourth stage is the FU life stage. And the fifth stage is the FI life stage. But don't worry, I'll explain what all these terms mean in a minute. All right, so these are the main stages again. So it's the YOLO stage, the debt-free stage, the investing stage, the FU stage, and lastly, the FI stage. Since I've come from a construction and design background, I'll use the analogy of building a house to help visualize these stages. All right, so the first stage is like you found your lot to build your house on and you're excavating to build your foundations. The second stage is actually laying the foundations of the house to build on. The third stage is building all the walls to your financial house. The fourth stage is putting the roof on, or we call this waterproofing to weather the storms. And the fifth stage is completing your house and your garden. At this stage, you're enjoying all the fruits and vegetables of your labor. Okay, so let's unpack these stages a bit more. So starting with the first stage, which I call the YOLO life stage, also known as the solvency stage in financial lingo, this is where most of your income goes back out of your pocket to pay your expenses or any loan payments, leaving you with very little to save. So money comes in, then it goes back out. Your income might be a little bit more than your expenses, but there's little left, if any at all, to put towards saving and investing. Others might call it living paycheck to paycheck. I call it the YOLO life stage because you spend everything you have. You're like, yo, life is too short. Let's just spend it all. Now, the problem with this stage is that it doesn't leave much financial breathing room. So for example, if there's an unexpected payment you need to make, like a medical bill, a house repair, or a car repair, it can set you back even further. Usually, this is a stage that most people stay at, including myself when I was younger. It can also be quite draining mentally as well, because you become reliant on your primary source of income, and then each month you'll be worrying if you have enough to survive. Now let's go to the second stage, what I call the debt-free life. In the financial world, this is called financial stability. At this stage, you develop your financial literacy. You've already started living below your means at this point, and you've started saving money, you've built an emergency fund, which is usually around 3 to 6 months worth of expenses. Usually, this is stashed away in an accessible account, ideally a high interest one. This just gives you a bit of a safety net for any large unexpected expenses, or if you lose your job, for example, it can cover a few months of expenses during your job search. Okay, so at this stage, you've also paid off some of your larger consumer debt, i.e. debt with high interest on them. This can be things like credit card bills and high interest money loans. However, at this stage, you may have some low interest debt, or some might call good debt in air quotes, which is things like low interest mortgages or student loans. In a nutshell, good debt can help you increase your net worth over time, and bad debt helps you decrease your net worth over time and usually holds a high interest rate. Student loans and home mortgages are generally considered good debt because you can generate income or build equity from them in the future. Of course, it's always better to have all your debts paid off, but we need to celebrate our small wins. So at this second stage, you may still be shelling out monthly payments for good debt, but have paid off all your bad debt. If you're a teacher's pet and wanted to get a gold star, then having all your debt paid off would definitely get you one. At this phase, you get a bit of breathing space and you'd feel a bit more secure financially. Alright, so onwards to the third stage, which is the investing life stage, otherwise known as financial agency. So this is when you can start taking some calculated risks that can help boost your net worth. At this stage, you've got your emergency fund stashed away, you've paid off all your naughty consumer debt, you're saving a large portion of your income, ideally over 50%. Of course, it can be lower, but that's just a guide. Anything over 20 or 30% is good to start with. So anyway, with the amounts left over at the end of each month, you're investing it somewhere where you can get a return. Typically, this would be the stock market or property investing. The reason we invest is to make our money work for us, giving us a better return than leaving our money under our mattress or in a regular savings account with a low interest. So again, at this stage, you might still have some good debt. Others may argue about this, but in my view, as long as the interest on your good debt is low, let's say below 4%, you can still invest as long as the returns are averaging around the 8% mark. On this phase, it's mainly a mindset barrier we have to overcome, because investing our money, i.e. putting our money somewhere where there's a risk you might not get it back, is not normal for us. We mostly know about saving our money, especially if you grew up in an immigrant household like myself back in UK. It's always about saving and not risking your money. The key thing here is doing your research about where best to invest. On this podcast, as you know, we love stock market and especially low-cost index fund investing. This stage is all about building your financial house. With stages 1 and 2, you've constructed the foundations of that house. Now in stage 3, you're building your walls. Investing is like having 7 or 8 builders on site constructing your house, instead of just 1 or 2 if you were not investing at all. It would take way longer for your house to get built. Okay, so let's move over to stage 4. This is the FU life stage. In financial lingo, this is called financial security. Now, this is one of my favorite stages. Things get really exciting here. At this stage, you've been keeping your head down, saving and investing to the point where you've built what the FIRE community call FU money. Yep, FU. I think you might know what that means. There are more family-friendly versions as well, like Forget You and Fun Unlimited. Anyway, FU money in the FIRE community means having a stash of money that can sustain you for a longer period. This is separate to your emergency fund, which is usually for like one-off expenses and things like that. But to give you a rough idea, this can be something like 1 to 5 years worth of living expenses. FU comes from being able to say FU or forget you to something that's not serving you. You'd have a decent financial cushion to cover living expenses for a longer period. Now, the reason this is my favorite stage is because you've created options for yourself. Just imagine all the possibilities of having 1 to 5 years of living expenses to hand. If, for example, you wanted to take a career break, a trip around the world, or work part-time or quit a toxic job. Those would actually be in the realms of possibility. At this stage, you can already start living or experimenting what a retired life could look like. You'll be well on your way to building your financial house. And in my books, you've put the roof on at this stage. So on to the fifth and final stage, the FI life stage, or financial independence phase. This is actually the ultimate goal in the FIRE community. At this stage, you get to a place where the income or money coming in from your investments is enough to cover your monthly living expenses, making work optional. If you want, you can listen to the previous episode, which is episode 6, to know the basic FIRE principles. At this stage, you've already completed building your financial house, and actually you've finished building your garden and enjoying the flowers and trees that you planted earlier in your journey. Alright, so those are the main 5 stages. There are, however, 2 stages I left out for this episode. As I said earlier, I wanted the stages to be more condensed and simplified. There is one stage I missed out which happens before stage 1, and another one after stage 5. Let's call the one before stage 1 stage 0, and this is called dependence. This is where someone is financially dependent on others. The other one, let's call it stage 6, which is abundance. This is when you have way more than enough money. And at this stage, you're literally giving it away. For example, through philanthropy or something similar. Anyway, I left these out just to condense the stages. However, if you find it useful, you can include these stages when assessing where you are. You can even take it a step further and break down the stages into smaller, more digestible steps. Whatever works best for you, really. This is only meant to be a guide to provide you with tangible milestones. All right, so I hope that's given you an idea of the different money stages, and you can also identify what stage you're at. That way you can start thinking about how you can move up the different stages. But don't worry, on the next episode, I'll be giving you some practical tips on how to move up the different stages yourself. Okay, so let's break down the main takeaways. In the intro, we talked about the importance of the money stages and knowing what stage you're at. That way you can plan your journey much better. Also, no matter what stage in the journey you're at, the minute you're aware of the FIRE principles and implementing them, you're already part of the FIRE movement. And then we discussed the money stages themselves. The first stage is what I call the YOLO life stage, Y-O-L-O, or some call it living paycheck to paycheck. The second stage is what I call the debt-free life stage, where you've paid off some of your large consumer debt. The third stage is the investing life stage, where you start investing your savings. The fourth stage is the FU life stage. This is where you've built up an FU stash and you've opened up some options in life. The fifth stage is the FI life stage, which is the ultimate goal, which is where you reach FIRE, financial independence, retire early. If you think this episode would help a friend, please don't hesitate to share it with them. The show notes can be found at freedombeforefire.substack.com. If you have a question or want to connect, feel free to send me an email at freedombeforefire@proton.me. That's freedombeforefire@proton.me. If you found this show useful and want to be notified of future episodes, you can follow us on Spotify or Apple via the show's main page or on whatever app you're using right now. And lastly, if you've just learned one good thing that will help you in your journey and you want to help us out here, please do leave a 5-star rating on your podcast player app. If you're using Apple Podcasts, you can even leave a nice review by scrolling to the bottom of the podcast page. That would help us out loads. And always remember, practice gratitude, live life by design, and do things that make you smile. You got this.